Horrid Henry gets rich quick. Horrid Henry loved money. He loved counting money. He loved holding money. He loved spending money. There was only one problem. Horrid Henry never had any money. He sat on his bedroom floor and rattled his empty skeleton bank. How his mean parents expected him to get by on 50p a week pocket money, he would never know. It was so unfair. Why should they have all the money when there were so many things he needed? Comic books, Whopper chocolate bars, a new football, more knights for his castle. Horrid Henry looked round his room, scowling. True, his shelves were filled with toys, but nothing he still wanted to play with. "Mum!" screamed Henry. "Stop shouting, Henry!" shouted Mum. "If you have something to say, come downstairs and say it." "I need more pocket money," said Henry. "Ralph gets £1 a week." "Different children get different amounts," said Mum. "I think 50p a week is perfectly adequate." "Well, I don't," said Henry. "I'm very happy with my pocket money, Mum," said Perfect Peter. "I always save loads from my 30p. After all, if you look after the pennies, the pounds will look after themselves." "Quite right, Peter," said Mum, smiling. Henry walked slowly past Peter. When Mum wasn't looking, he reached out and grabbed him. He was a giant crab crushing a prawn in its claws. "Ow!" wailed Peter. "Henry pinched me!"
"I did not," said Henry.
"No pocket money for a week, Henry," said Mum.
"That's not fair,"
howled Henry. "I need money." "Well, you just have to save more," said Mum.
"No,"
shouted Henry. He hated saving money. "Then you'll have to find a way to earn some," said Mum.
Earn money.
Suddenly, Henry had a brilliant, fantastic idea. "Mum, can I set up a stall and sell some stuff I don't want?"
"Like what?" said Mum.
"You know, old toys, comics, games, things I don't use anymore," said Henry. Mum hesitated for a moment. She couldn't think of anything wrong with selling off old junk.
"All right," said Mum. "Can I help, Henry?" said Peter.
"No way," said Henry.
"Oh, please," said Peter.
"Stop being horrid, Henry, and let Peter help you," said Mum. "Or no stall."